here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Hey everyone, happy Bulletproof Monday. Susan Sly here. I hope you are all having an incredible day. I hope that your families are healthy. And most importantly, I hope that you are continuing to take action on your goals. Today we're going to be talking about the fear around FOMO. FOMO stands for full out massive action. And inherently we know we want success, we want to achieve, we want to advance in our life. And yet sometimes there's this little part of us that holds us back from really going for it. And, you know, we can read all the books and listen to the podcasts and we can watch the YouTube videos and attend the events. And we get all excited in the moment. And then we come back and then we don't really go for it. So why is that? And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. If you're new to Bulletproof Monday, first and foremost, again, my name is Susan Sly. I am an entrepreneur. I run three different companies, very different companies. I own a marketing agency called Agency 8. We specialize in doing marketing for side hustlers, people who are just kind of, you know, starting that side hustle and they want to grow a business. I also have an artificial intelligence company. I'm co-CEO of that. We are currently in the process of using our technology to help people get back to work. It's very human-centric AI. And then I also have a direct sales business as well. I'm a mom of five. So lots of stuff going on like all of you. A couple quick announcements. I do free business coaching. So I do not do one-on-one coaching, but I am doing free business coaching. That is this Friday. To get an invitation for coaching, go to susansly.com, get on the list. I do not spam you, and you will get an invitation to come to live coaching. And I love to coach side hustlers. We talk about marketing. We talk about business strategy, talk about structure and function. It's absolutely amazing. If you are looking for a marketing agency and you do have a side hustle business, you are a consultant of some sort, you need to do communications, invoicing, that kind of thing, check out agency8.com. That's my agency. We'd love to work with you. Anyway, let's get started. So when we are thinking about FOMA, full out massive action, we can get excited. It's like, yes, I'm really going to go for it. This time is going to be different. I am going to go all in. I'm going to really focus. I'm going to grow my business. I'm going to sit in the chair and make all the phone calls and do all the follow-up. I'm going to get my website built. I'm going to get my marketing campaigns done. I'm going to write the book. I'm going to do whatever it takes, W-E-I-T, to achieve at that next level. And it's very easy to declare, and yet it's very tough to actually live into. And right now, sadly, we are living in a situation here in the United States. I'm originally Canadian, I live in the US, where one out of seven Americans is now unemployed. We are living in a world today right now where businesses are going under. The reason I started Bulletproof Monday late today is I was on a 2.5 hour mastermind with industry leaders. And one of my friends, he owns a business in the professional sports arena. That's just what I'll say about that. And, you know, he's talking about laying off his employees and doing refunds and doing all these things. And I have some friends who are thriving. I have some friends who are barely surviving. There are people I know who were too late to get the SBA loans. And then there are people I know who got the SBA loans. And I think like all of you, these times are, you know, really confusing. And we can be sitting here and saying, well, as soon as it's over, that's when I'm really gonna go for it. And what I would say to all of you is don't wait until it's over. The person you become really going for it during challenging times is going to be worth all of the extra effort. And on top of it, if you can build a business in tough times, think of what you can do when things are really easy, right? So let's talk about this concept of FOMA. So FOMA, full out massive action, it might last for a day, it might last for a few days, it might last for a week, it might last for a month, it might last for 90 days. I have never seen anyone be able to sustain the kind of activity level that I'm about to talk about for more than 90 days because they get burned out. I'm writing a book on burnout right now, and it's not really possible. You will sacrifice your family, your relationships. You can't do it. The full out massive action concept really is a very old concept in terms of business. And so what it means is that we're picking one area of our business, whether it's our infrastructure, it's our client acquisition, or it's growing and scaling our business, and we're focusing on that area until it's done, until it's complete. So some people that I've mentored with FOMA, or even myself, might have done the following. So one, they might say, I'm going to only focus on building the infrastructure of my business. So that means I'm building my website, my lead funnels, my logo, my marketing, and I'm going to get it all done in a week so that it's done. And I've had many of my clients and students be super successful because they focused on that one thing. It might also mean client acquisition. I've had other people I've mentored where they say things like this: I am only going to focus on bringing in 10 new clients or customers. I'm going to put my blinders on. I'm not focused on anything else. Or it might come down to, I am only focused on finding the right staff. I am only focused on finding the right people who are going to support this vision that I have. I've had other friends who they are disenchanted with business or life happens. One of my friends, Brandon Steiner, he was on my podcast. I did his first interview after he lost his business. He grew a sporting memorabilia business with his name, Downer Sports, and he was ousted by his own board in his 60s. And he was blown away. This happened last year. And then he went off FOMA. He said, for 2 weeks, I am going to go talk to people of all ages. He talked to 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. He talked to 80-year-olds. And he said, in 2 weeks, I'm going to come up with the idea that is going to be my next business. And he did. And that's what he did. That was his FOMA. It was very, very, very focused. So when it comes to FOMA, we can't be all over the map. It comes down to that one thing. It's either our infrastructure, it's our new clients coming in, or it is taking an existing business that might have the right amount of clients, the right amount of infrastructure, but it needs to grow and you need new products or services. He started the company HoopSwag, and some of you know Brennan Agronoff. I've had him on my show several times. He's been here. And Brennan, he last year wanted to start another business. He locked himself in his apartment for 2 days. He got a product done. He got it up on Shopify, and he started selling it in 2 days. He got all of his paperwork done. He got the company incorporated, and that's what he did. So it's possible. And you know, whatever you're going through right now, here's what I want you to know. You can choose to focus on all the people who aren't successful right now, the people who are losing businesses. That isn't going to help be healthy, and it's only going to make you feel bad. Or you can focus on the people who are having success. And what are they doing? They're doing FOMA to a certain extent. And so we often tend to look at a result someone has and not see all the activities that they did. Sometimes people make it look so easy. Like I think of, say, like Kylie Jenner. You know, she launches a new lip kit and looks glamorous and fabulous on Instagram. We're like, oh my gosh, that looks so easy. You're not seeing all of the other work. And yes, she has a team of people, but you're not seeing all the work behind the scenes, the FOMA to get ready for that launch. I have a friend, Amanda. She's got a movie coming out on iTunes, I believe on May 2nd. And she has been traveling nonstop, showing the movie, going to all these film festivals. And she has two young daughters who are friends with our girls. And she has been in FOMA. And so when this movie comes out on iTunes, everyone's going to go, oh my gosh, this is an amazing movie. But what you don't see is all of this dedicated effort, this full out massive action that all she focused on after making that movie was promoting. Does this make sense, everyone? If it does, just say yes in the chat. Just nod. So there is a part of your business that needs FOMA right now. If you do not have revenue, then your FOMA needs to be on revenue, more than likely. If you're sitting here and you don't know what your business is yet, your FOMA needs to be get off social media, get, you know, just take that time and figure out, do a lot of meditation, prayer. What is your passion? How can you turn that passion into a business? One of my clients right now, she was a music teacher and she's now taking that whole business online, and I'm helping her do that. So she's gonna be offering music lessons from home, which is super cool for kids. I have another client who loves math, Marcia. Marcia, you love math. Every time Marcia talks about math, she lights up. And not me, but she lights up. She loves it. And she wants to teach math to kids from home and prepare them for their ACTs and their SATs that have been deferred. And so I'm helping her. And right now, her FOMA is getting all the infrastructure done, getting her landing page, getting her Facebook page done, getting her sales funnels done, getting her booking pages done. That's what she's doing. So FOMA, it works. This dedicated time of very focused action to get us to a result. And I want to walk you through. I took the FOMA, which is an acronym, and I made an acronym of FOMA to help you get over that fear. And so here we go. The first thing for the F is focus. Why are you doing this and why does it matter? Okay, you have to know, because as you go into a place of full out massive action, if you have kids, they're gonna ask things of you. Your partner might not understand if you have a partner. If you have a day job and you're starting a side business, which I think is fantastic, you know, over 50% of GDP here in the US is from small business owners. Small business owners are the future of us on the other side of this. People might not get it. So you have to be clear on why you're doing it and why it matters. One business I started in 2003, which I still have today, which has been pretty successful, I started that business because my daughter Avery was gifted and she was falling asleep at school. And one day I went in and I spoke to the principal and I said, listen, Avery's falling asleep at school. She's bored. She's done all this work before. When Avery was in kindergarten, she was already reading like full-on chapter books. She could speak some Hebrew and French and Chinese and English, of course. And I said to the principal, I mean, she's bored. Can we get her tested and see if she should be in a different grade? And he said, Susan, what I find with kids like Avery, and he took his hands like this, one above the other, he said, is over the course of the year, they tend to equalize. I lost my freaking mind. I said, are you telling me, Sean, that you're going to dumb my kid down? And he was like, well, maybe we could get some extra, you know, work for her and things like that. I lost my mind. I called the local private school, which was the premier private school in our area, and I said, I want an information package. And Chris said to me, Susan, we can't afford that school. I said, watch me. And I went into FOMA. I started a business and I got on the phone and I made a list of 75 people and I reached out, and of the 75 people, only three said yes. And I kept on going. I had the picture in front of me of this school and I envisioned every day driving up to the school, taking her in her uniform. And you know what? The following year, guess what school she went to? And so we have to be clear on what it is we want and why, because we're going to be tested. The moment, if you're not getting tested, you're not doing anything that's going to make you great. I'm just going to say that again. If you're not getting tested, you're not doing anything that's going to make you great. Greatness isn't something we're born with. It's something we become through challenge. There's not one person, one company out there that is a great company that didn't have challenges. They either were sued, criticized, publicly shamed, like the list goes on and on. We don't respect people who say, well, you know, I built this business and it was so easy. We respect the people who go, you know what? I had this challenge and I came out of it. This challenge and I came out of it. In my mastermind that I was just in, Glenn Stearns is one of my mastermind friends. Glenn was on the show Undercover Billionaire on Discovery. He just had his whole company taken out from under him. He's in a whole rebuild. I love Glenn and his tenacity, and he's very clear on what he wants and why. And if you never saw Undercover Billionaire, that's a whole exercise in FOMA right there, where you take this guy, you take away all his billions, you drop him in the middle of nowhere. No one knows who he is. He doesn't even have his contacts. He has a phone and a pickup truck and $100, and he creates a business worth over $1 million in a very short period of time, about a couple months. Talk about focus, right? Number two, the O, own your emotions. You're going to experience fear. You're going to experience apathy. You're going to want to quit. You're going to experience people who deceive you. You're going to experience people who reject you. Own your emotions. But don't take it personally. When we are emotional, we're irrational and we're not effective. So own your emotions, but don't dwell on them. You're going to have wall kicking moments, WKMs. That's okay. I have them too, but I don't let them take me out of the game. I have my moment. I step outside and I, you know, do what I need to do, you know, breathe deeply, focus, pray. And then I get back and I get at it again. Right now, with Radius, we're launching this product. We've got a product launch. My direct sales business is in massive momentum. It's you know, we've got a lot of things going on there. And then our agency is in momentum because more and more side hustlers are looking for a low-cost way to incorporate digital marketing and automation into their business. So I've got all the businesses, the kids at home homeschooling. I have moments. Of course I get frustrated. Any personal empowerment trainer who's like, I never get frustrated, like run away. you know, I get frustrated. I have wall kicking moments. Sometimes I do have self-doubt, but I get over it very, very quickly because I'm so focused on what that outcome is, why it's important, what it means to my family. And I'm willing to own my emotions. No one caused me to be upset. I chose to be upset. No one caused me to feel disappointed. I chose to feel disappointed. The M stands for a must versus a need. We say things all the time like, I need to lose weight. I need to find a soulmate. I need to heal my marriage. I need to make more money. We say crap like this all the time. The difference between a need and a must is a whole new level. If my friend Amy, who's here, says, I must do something, I must, chances are it's because she's so sick and tired of feeling a certain way about a situation or an experience she's going through. Anyone I know who has transcended the odds has gone from need to must. In 2000, when I lost everything, and it was humiliating. So I lost a business, a marriage, basically everything. I had $300 to my name. I was on my brother-in-law's sofa. I was beyond, I need to find a job. I must, it was a must. I was like, I must find a job. I must find a place to live. I must put my life back together in a different way. And I must do it in a way that is different than I did before, because the way I did it before had this particular outcome I never want to experience again. It was a must. And so I polished up my resume. I called my clients who had been amazing. I said, will you give me references? And the very first job that I interviewed for, I showed up in a suit. I brought my A game. I had printed out my references. People, Johnny Fay, who is the drummer for the Tragically Hip, if you're Canadian, you know who that is. Kirk Muller, he was the captain of the Montreal Canadiens. These are my clients. I had that and my resume, and I got the job. Getting the job was one thing. Now I needed to prove myself. And so I did FOMA my first 90 days. Yes, I had owned a business and everything, but this was a different world. I was starting at the bottom. I was an employee. I wasn't a business owner. So I went all FOMA. And in 90 days, we took that department to number one in the entire company out of 444 locations. And so when we're in that place, we have to understand must is what will get us there. If you keep saying need and it's the same thing over and over again, you're not gonna get there. And then the last thing, the A, and you can get my notes. If you go to susansly.com, I will put the notes up there for you. The A stands for achievement. All of the things we want are a result. And I've got a cool story to finish off with here in just a second. So whether it's money is a result, a relationship is a result, a successful business is a result. It's a result of this ability to focus, to own our emotions, to turn a need into a must. And that at the end of that, we create this achievement. So I want to share a story about a couple friends I have. So they decided, he came from the corporate, they both came from the corporate world, and they started a business. And in their business that they started, there was a specific thing that they wanted to achieve. And in this particular business, it was a direct sales business, and it was a certain rank they wanted to achieve. And essentially, that rank could be achieved if they had 30 customers, 30 people using their product. So instead of saying, yeah, we need to do this or whatever, they took a hotel room, they locked themselves in a hotel for a weekend, and they told themselves, we are not coming out of this room until it's done. And 48 hours later, it was done. And so the thing I want to share with you is that there are so many people out there waiting for your message, waiting for that book that you've been saying, I need to write, that business you need to start, the business you need to grow. There are so many people out there waiting for what it is you have. And I would just say, figure out what your FOMO looks like, your full out massive action, figure out what it looks like, make a declaration, get started. Own the emotions, own the feelings, understand it's going to be messy and gritty, and just keep focused on who you're going to become on the other side. Because again, all the success, everything is a result of who you become. So with that, God bless. You're all amazing. If today's been helpful, I'd love for you to share it. I do read all your comments. If you love to be inspired, you love business strategies for side hustlers, check out my podcast. It's the Susan Sly Project on iTunes. And again, I'd love to do free coaching with you. So go over to SusanSly.com, get on the list. And with that, again, go out and rock your day, rock your week, and we'll be here next Monday. Goodbye, everyone.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.